to be like 5 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday Thunder, Every Possible Podcast. Hope you can hear the birds. It might be what woke me up. Alright, I've got the equation. Mathematics guy that I am. It's about my mother-in-law. Into her final days, if not her final hours. I think I finally figured out the equation. This is going to sound bold, but the secret to long life, the secret to a purpose in your life, meaning, health, wealth. You ready? So, until her last hours, here's the equation. First, she takes it in. She asks questions. She's curious. Even with strangers. So she's been in bed for days. He has all this help. The healthcare help. There's this team of women and one man. And she... I don't know how to even make it more simple, but she basically asks them questions. She's interested in their lives. So there's one woman. Here, I'll change your name. What'd be a fun name? Sandy. Sandy. She's got maybe 30 or something. Right? And my mother-in-law is 92. You think, what could they possibly have in common? So Sandy is... I don't know if it's beauty school or just like pedicure, manicure school. But I think she goes there. And Bep likes that. She likes fashion and makeup and looking nice. So she asks her a lot about it. And somehow Sandy is just pulled in by this love. By this interest, by this caring, this genuine affection and human interaction. Sandy comes around more often than she's scheduled in her shift. Sandy comes around in her last days and she has a day off completely. So step two. Step one, then, is asking. Interest, curiosity. But then acting on it. So you can be curious and never ask a question or talk to anyone. But she does. She opens up. She's daring about it. She's bold. And makes that connection. She breaks the silence. She breaks the code of strangers. And dives in deep. Or, it doesn't have to be deep. She just asks her a question about her life. She wants to hear a story. The step one might be curiosity or some kind of active curiosity. Ask the question. Step two. I speak Dutch with my mother-in-law, so a lot of these words are in Dutch, so that would be something like houden or onthouden, and that would be something like keep or hold on to. Now the thing about my mother-in-law, by the way, is that she's got the memory of an elephant, and elephants never forget. And I don't know if this is something we can learn or improve on, or if you're more born with it. But man, she's got it going on. So she can remember stuff. It's unbelievable. You know, it's, oh yeah, I remember when we were in Canada and we stayed in Banff and we stayed at the XYZ hotel. See, I can't even make up the example because I can't remember well enough. I can't even remember the example I'm giving. Yet she can. So think about how useful this is. Back to Sandy. Sandy, remember, she's got like five different nurses who are coming to her house the past weeks. All got different names, of course. All got different stories. And she doesn't connect with each one of them so directly or intensely. But some she does. And guess which ones stick around? Guess which ones come when they don't need to? Guess which ones just stop by just to say hi? Just wanted to come on in and say one more thing. Und Howden, or Howden, or memory, or keep, or hold on to. That's step two. She holds on to it. So she asks, holds on to it. So she's got that memory. Ready for step three? Since she asked the question and she opened up the two-way street, she opened up the blockade, the gates, and then she let in. So this is like getting, pulling, asking. Then she held on to it. Can you see or feel the movement, right? It's coming to her. Then she holds on to it, stores it in her vast database of memory. Then, step three, she gives it back. She then, let's take Sandy again. Sandy comes by. All she has to do is take that question, take the memory, and give it back. How is pedicure school going? Did you catch how easy that was? She remembered one thing. And remember, Bep remembers a whole lot more than one thing. I'm just giving the simplest of examples. How is pedicure school going? Let's do a quick recap. Sandy, stranger, comes in, takes care of her. Remember, she's 92. She's in bed. She gets to know Sandy by asking a question. I don't even know the question. What are you up to? What do you do outside of healthcare work? Right? So simple. Holds on to the question, step two, and then gives it back to her. In the form of maybe another question, a comment, an update, maybe feedback, maybe. But if you think about it, another question could be the easiest and maybe the most effective, right? Let's back to Sandy. How is pedicure school going? Have you learned something new in pedicure school? Think about Sandy. Sandy is going to what seemed to be a stranger. You know, patient number 7 on her busy day. Yet this one has gotten to know her. This one has taken an interest in her. This one knows she goes to pedicure school. This one asks her questions. This one, this woman, this 92-year-old, magnificent, maelstrom of magic, asks her a simple question to make that connection. And that's it. Three steps. A circle. A simple question. Holds on to it. And gives it back. And yet, this simple circle, I see it like a funnel or a spiral. Do you know, there's a mosquito coil. Seems to be made of like chalk and green junk. And you burn it like incense and it wards off the mosquitoes. So it's a coil, and every circle is a concentric circle, and the circles are smaller, and yet they wind up bigger, and so you have this little cone, whereas I can see this cone from BEP starts out smaller and grows bigger. So the first question might be a super simple one, but then as she opens up the conversation, the questions get bigger or deeper or not. But there is the circle. Sandy keeps coming back because there's interest from another human being in her, and she has dared to ask the questions, holds on to the information, and gives it back to her. That's it. That's the cycle. The cycle of the circle. It's gotta be 5 o'clock in the morning. Birds are up. There you have it. It's my Thursday Thundinary Possible podcast. Bradley Charbonneau. Let me see if I can go back to sleep. Make it a great Thursday.